quando dei mali di Teresella che a volte Pablis, che se lì Pablis teniamo la vita.
Yes.
And this is what he I saw that purpose he shall pay. And he spent that money.
Not difficult for us to do that.
Yes, remember. Because
we're spending money anyway for construction, so we can send some of that bringing the payback for construction off with you. Can you send money from Bangladesh to India?
Huh?
I'm asking him whether he's able to send any money into India from Bangladesh.
What do you use of sending?
Well, just like supposing he sells a great quantity of literature.
English again.
They may want him to continue bringing foreign exchange in. That's the point I'm making.
Yeah.
So, to continue sending
foreign more capital by making profit.
But they may want him to continue sending foreign money, not just...
Yes, beginning with foreign money.
But they may want it to continue in debt, not only with the...
He is required to send money.
Yes, they want that. Yeah, they want it. When they see foreigner, they just think how they can make some... profit from them. Yes. Our lawyer told us that you can do anything in Bangladesh if you have money. You can accomplish anything.
You don't have any shirts.
You made for that. How do you? Money is a sin, it shall not take it. He shall invest.
Fortunately, we have no scarcity of money.
Why? Krishna is not scarcity. I heard this that I'm a guest. Right there, just kind of best guess.
Pancharatna Prabhu has gone to Bangladesh and he's investigating in great detail the cost of printing. So when he gives his report, then we'll have a clear idea.
What my idea was, Srila Prabhupada, was this. If he can print in Bangladesh, not only he can print for his own needs in Bangladesh, he can print for West Bengal. And Jayapataka, instead of, we can pay him from foreign exchange from America, And Jaya Thakur can pay the money for the books to the construction fund, which would have been coming from America anyway. And that way, it would be very nice accounting.
So I think that's good.
I don't know. Even if there's not Lloyd's banks,
I suppose banks are part of one as well.
Yeah, and they also have relationships with other banks, and they don't have a bank.
Life bank is in this bank. Elias, man. Grindley's bank.
There is Grindley's bank in Nepal.
That's all right.
Actually, I think that in the case of Nepal, it's possible to change Nepal money back into Indian currency without much trouble.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Then you can send as much money here.
That's a fact, Srila Prabhupada, that they can change Nepalese money into Indian rupees without any loss.
Hmm.
Then we can send them whatever money it requires. Because regularly we have to send so many thousands of dollars every month for construction to India. So if he can change money into rupees, then we can give him any amount of it. If necessary. Srila Prabhupada, in Bangladesh, the people would welcome us with kirtan everywhere we went. They came into the streets and held kirtan, and then they offered garlands to the devotees.
And offer them prasadam without discussion.
Yes.
So Muslim also will be friends.
Actually, many of the upper class Muslims who are more intellectually advanced, they were quite appreciative of our philosophy.
Yes. Why do you say Hindu? We are not Hindu. We are for humanity.
Letter, and he says by separate post he's sending us news clippings and photographs.
Yes. So far,
it's strange that he did not write. I will question him what was the response from the Indian community. Imagine that there were a good many thousand Indians here. They must have been. We have quite a good relationship with Indians in New York. Hanikesh Maharaj and others have developed it through the years now, in the last 2 years.
So I went to see the astrologer. They told him I'm the Swami, and he did more calculations on the chart. This time it was nuts. Basically, he explained when the difficult times will come according to the planets. then he made it very clear that beyond the planetary influence, it would be very difficult for calculations for a person in your position. For an ordinary man, he can say very clearly. And he can say for you which planets will disturb, but he cannot say for sure how much they will affect, because being a saintly person, there is naturally some resistance to these influences. So he made that very clear, that you should not think that these are final. So he said, according to your birth, the longevity shows very clearly. And he gave a date. The longevity is 81 years, 5 months, and 29 days. Which means February 28, 1978, 6 months from today, from now. This is according to birth and stars of ancient. But at, on this point, he made it very clear that this was from your birth, this was set. But it can change due to pious activities, due to the hand of Krishna. This can change. So, and then he described that during the next 6 months, the first week of September, Saturn will pass over Ketu, and it will agitate the influence of Ketu even more. So the first week of September, the resistance will go down, will become weaker. Then, he mentioned that there may be some trouble from maybe financial or maybe from juniors, from subordinates. Then if this period, if you can pass through 1978, then there's 4 or 5 more years clear ahead. You can pass through 78. This was what he said. But after 78, there would be 4 or 5 years which would be more or less clear of difficulties. Mm-hmm. He said that if you can pass through 1978, then after that, there will be 4 or 5 years clear without much difficulty. So that you could go on easily for 4 or 5 years after that, if you can pass through 1978. And he said, according to birth arrangement, the fatal date is February 28, 1978. 6 months. At that time, there's what's called the completion of Ketu Mahadesha, which began at your birth. But he stressed several times that we should not take these calculations to be final on account of your position. He said, these are for ordinary men. He said, it is always the case that a man of spiritual advancement will have the ability to overcome his fate. He quoted the case of his father, who is in the Sri Sampradaya, and he was apparently very pious, and he lived so many years beyond his fatal date, and even so many astrologers had given the calculation, but still he went on, because of, he said that he would fast on Ekadasi in so many days and so much job. But he said, for a man of your position, he could not even say for sure. So that definitely the hand of Krishna would be involved. So like this, he seemed to have a very sober idea. And he was hopeful that the blue sapphire would have some beneficial effect, at least to relieve you to some degree. And then he thought that by now you should have noticed a little bit. Besides the gem, that Ayurveda, if there is a good Ayurveda position, he can also relieve the effects. That they know the art, if you can find the proper man. I inquired if there is a proper man in this district. He said he didn't know anyone in this area. He knows of a man in Delhi. I took his address and I tried to contact him, but I have not yet contacted. It was not available. However, we have contacted a man. We read the report to you the other night. Tamal Krishna read you when we were upstairs. He was suggesting the pearl and the oxidized gold and bark of Arjun tree. That man is the chief physician of this big Ayurvedic hospital in Delhi. He's the chief resident physician there. He lives there at the hospital and he's in charge. He's expressing serious interest in you. And he's a very, very pious man. He wants to come to visit Vrindavan. His wife is a Ayurveda physician. He is the chief physician of the hospital. And there's another professor of Ayurveda. They all want to see if they can offer some suggestion. So on Sunday, yes, on Sunday we have arranged. They will come for a visit of Vrindavan and they will come to see you to see if they can relieve you some difficulty. As far as we could find in Delhi, these are the most reputed men and they are actively practicing and teaching. They are recognized.
Sunday?
Yes, on Sunday. And today is Thursday. So these were the major points so far. For 6 months, there's trouble, especially in first week of September. And if you can pass through 78, then he sees 4 or 5 years ahead clear.
That means divine intervention, so far. Make that a pleasant instance. That doesn't matter. Rather than finally finish now, to be glorious.
You will be welcome.
Glorious.
Living the life of His words.
Hmm?
Living the life of His words.
Yeah. And that's as this. Would you like to send to that Navadvipa Ashram?
Yeah, I'm going to write to Shantipati Kishore. I'll give him the information.
Yeah, Baba didn't come.
How about me now? I'm going to write this. What he has given, I'll have him write it up and hand it to that other report. I have a file that will keep it. There's someone here. June is here for a problem.
Hmm.
Would you like to go check on
this? Yeah. Can you guarantee life? Tell your control. You're so far advanced medicine or advanced medicine. There's no medicine. You have to ask, and where is the value of your empty voice?
What kind of empty voice?
Yes.
Empty voice.
Yes. When babies are born with a set of genetically determined behavior patterns known as instincts, but with no knowledge, knowledge has to be put into the brain of the child through the five senses. If a child is born bereft of the five senses, it will grow like a vegetable without a mind, although it has a...
So why a child is in the sub-senses and why God lets him out? To control it.
He says a child born deaf will neither be a Sinhalese nor a Tamil because it will not be able to speak the languages of either community. It will be a dumb child.
He's born up there.
Right.
But can you give way? You are trying to speak? We do.
Well, now he's speaking about a different subject.
So first of all, if a child is born to get some of this, okay, can you give it?
No.
Then what is your problem?
Well, he says you can't give him either.
Now, I don't say that I can give. But you say you can give. He says that without God we can do. We don't say. We say that God is trying to get control. That will be your way to give us, not ours, my will. I don't take you all power. I'm not such a fool. Therefore, the onus has to be proved by you. But it's the onus.
Yeah, the onus is on them.
You do it without God. Then I take it seriously. I'll never identify it since God sent to that.
Elders should be careful to give sound knowledge based on objective evidence to their children. Unfortunately, a lot of delusional ideas are put into the minds of children in the name of religion. Das and Swami talk about rebirth, soul, supreme soul, life-generating matter, etc. As a result of such delusional ideas put into them by deluded Indian godmen, Prabhupada, who founded the bizarre cult known as Krishna Consciousness. Oh, real demon. He's a real demon, this man. Krishna has this place already put aside for him. He's trying to small help him, but that's okay. Knowledge and enlightenment cannot be had through meditation, which is only a form of self-hypnosis. Das and Swami asked whether scientists can make a chicken to come out of a plastic egg. I do not know whether they are aware that scientists have made over 10 elements, such as fermium, protium, cerium. I'm sorry, we're asking about chicken. We're not asking about the elements.
That's because you are simply producing empty sound. Where is the chicken? That's right. The chicken, the hen, is better scientist than you. It produces another egg within a week. You simply this, that, left, right, left. What is your life? You don't do well. Less important than the chicken.
He says, we have created over 10 elements that even God...
Yes, part of your creation. Without your creation, it's illegal.
No, he says even God could not create them because he did not know the technology involved in making them.
God keeps on your mouth. It doesn't require to take your creation. Without your creation, he can do everything. God kissed on your mouth with food. Stop it in nonsense. Tell me, baby.
Yeah, I'm sure I understood it. Next, we'll read it. He says, are these two men aware of the success of Sri Lankan scientist Dr. Cyril?
Who cares for this thing?
The Nobel Prize winner in synthesizing amino acids.
That cell has given him a Nobel Prize. He has a cell under that cell. Who is touching my heart? Little house, the good man is the drunkard. How do you have it? The goodness of a drunkard. Do you know Sri Shakti Mahaprabhu? There is some incident between the literacy shop and the proprietor of the literature shop has brought some witnesses. All of them are drunk. So what is the title of Sri Shakti Mahaprabhu? As soon as they are drunk, immediately they reject it. Lunatic asylum. As the proprietor of the literature has no more business than the drunkard.
It says here, these great Nobel Prize winners have made protoplasm from inert substances simulating the conditions that prevailed in the primitive atmosphere of the Earth. Do they know that human egg and sperm cells could be fertilized in test tubes and the fetus developed in an artificial womb or in the womb of a hired woman? Among animals, that evolved...
What is the lineage? There are millions of ohms. Why is it higher? So there is scarcity of ohms. Then we can hire. You just tell you that. You do not see. Without hiring, there are millions of ohms and the police.
He says that they can do it. I haven't done it yet. Among animals that evolved on this planet, man is the only animal that has progressed in all of his activities. This he achieved through his knowledge and science. While all organisms continue to live even today as their forebears did millions of years ago, man alone has progressed.
Better. Uncivilized man, without any knowledge, they can produce children. Do they have any scientific knowledge? How they are producing children? The same man, the same woman, the same time. What do you do that?
He says, man alone has progressed from the caveman state to the present spaceman state.
You are committing sinful activities by hammering, the killing. But he does not do so. You are not so sinful.
He said that man alone is
the breath. He can't allowed to do so because he is not civilized. If you are civilized and you are committing great sinful activities by maintaining clutter, what's the clutter? And because you are godless, you do not know that you will suffer for this godless. That is the proof of existence of soul.
Says that this has happened by man's technology and not by the help of any god or knowledge obtained from any scripture. Advances in medical science and social welfare services are helping more and more misfits to survive, to procreate more and more misfits as future citizens.
What social welfare we have done? We have opened so many hospitals, but does it mean that it can be life?
Here's what he says. He says, advancement in medical science and social social welfare services are helping more and more misfits to survive, to procreate more and more misfits as future citizens. While the short-term goal is achieved, the long-term goal is jeopardized. Future governments are not going to allow all the misfits to procreate misfit children on the ground that life originates from the Supreme Soul. It is the unique ability of man to engage in creative thinking and has made him succeed in his fight against the laws of nature.
Right, yeah. Again, her father died, her mother died. You gotta get chanting, so I cannot save them. For the value of your education. You will also die. Can you make all the sense? That you will not die.
You should. Well said.
That is empty body.
Oh boy. It says, the highly developed forebrain and the deeply convoluted cortex have helped them to think creatively. Scientists, as a general rule, are objective thinkers because they base their thoughts on empirical knowledge. Mystics and visionaries, the so-called spiritual scientists of Das and Swami, on the other hand, build up their thoughts on their subjective perceptions. Books on chemistry, physics, mathematics, geography, history, geology, anthropology, paleontology, engineering, medical science, astronomy, etc., are the product of objective thinkers. On the other hand, books like Arabian Nights, Gulliver's Travels, fairy stories like fairy stories like the Mahabharat, Ramayan, Bible, Quran, Pilgrim's Progress, Jataka stories, astrology, palmistry, numerology, theology, demonology, etc., are the products of subjective thinkers, while the former are factual, the latter are all fictitious. Some of the marvelous achievements of mankind in recent years are the liberation of atomic energy, radio telescopy.
What is radio of my atomic energy? A man is dying. You have accelerated his death. That's all.
Says landing on the moon.
I will invent a content. The man will not die. Then it is a thing. They are dying. You have given facilities to die early. That is our concept. There is no energy which can save him, no other. Is that improvement? By nature, I don't die, but natural death. We have accelerated many millions of people can be killed. Same millions of people.
He says mentally deranged intellectuals are capable of expatiating on their hallucinations. They often become founders and preachers of diverse types of religious cults.
All that comes as what benefit has done.
Here's Constituted reply to him. Reply to Dr. Kruger's article. Before going into the main body of my article, which I transcript of a lecture I delivered at Star Swati Hall on July 29th, before an audience of approximately 1,000 respectable gentry of Colombo, and where Dr. Kruger also happened to be present and was subsequently challenged, but failed to defend his position that life is generated by chance chemical combinations, I would briefly like to point out the apparent defects in his article. It is not beyond Kruger's power of observation. First of all, it should be pointed out that Dr. Kruger has done exactly what I predicted he would do in my last article, namely, swamp the reader with a deluge of word jugglers in order to avoid the main point in question, which is, if life is generated by chance, biochemical combination, as the scientist claims, then if given the set chemicals, can the scientist Kruger make the chemicals come to life? Instead of answering this point, he has cleverly written,
quote, that scientists have created over 10 elements, such as fermium, plutonium, thorium, einsteinium, etc. But elements are a far cry from living beings. He said that Dr. Cyril Panokaruma and Dr. Bal Govind Khurana, Nobel Prize winners. Incidentally, this Mr. Nobel was the inventor of dynamite, and he is giving peace prizes. Absurd to say the least. He's famous for inventing dynamite, and he's giving the peace prize. As he said, drunkards. Those Nobel Prize winners have synthesized the building blocks of living protoplasm. So if this is a fact, then why Dr. Cooper has not met the challenge and created life with the said building blocks of amino acids? My challenge still stands. Create life from chemicals. As for incubating a baby in the test tube, cannot be created by the so-called scientists. So what is their credit if they produce a baby in a test tube? God is already producing millions of babies daily in nature's test tube, the womb of a woman. Who wore a statement that scientists are objective thinkers and base their thoughts on empirical knowledge only goes to prove my point that the soul lies beyond the jurisdiction of the limited senses of the scientist, and therefore a completely different process of approach has to be adopted. All the people there will support Hansa Duda. Naturally, they won't support such a rascal.
There are no entities God. It is your principle, logic. You can see the principle.
What is it for?
It is your principle.
Should I just finish reading his article for them? Oxford Dictionary.
That is strong.
Says the Oxford Dictionary defines empirical as based on observation and experiment. Observation and experiment is conducted with limited senses. Therefore, the conclusions are naturally limited and imperfect. So, in fact, the soul and the existence of God is quite beyond the power of Cooper's observation. Why be obstinate? Why be so obstinate? This is common sense, point anyone can understand. He says, quote, it is the unique ability of man to engage in creative thinking that has made him succeed in his fight against the laws of nature. This is a preposterous claim only a fool would make. Nature forces everyone to become old, diseased, and lastly die. Even the most powerful conquerors of the world are helplessly dragged off the stage of life by nature in the shape of all devouring deaths. But perhaps Dr. Kluver will be the first living being in the history of the world that will conquer over death. That remains to be seen. And lastly, he says, quote, some of the marvelous achievements of mankind in recent years are the liberation of atomic energy, radio telescopy to reach millions of light years in space, landing on the moon, etc. Everyone knows that the first thing scientists did when discovering atomic energy was to manufacture the atom bomb and promptly drop two of them on Japan, Hiroshima and Nagasaki, thus annihilating millions of innocent victims in a flash. It is certainly marvelous. At the expense of untold billions of dollars and years of research and hard labor, scientists have gone to the moon, snapped a few blurry photos, and brought back a handful of rocks, declared to the world there was nothing there, so now we will try to go to Mars. What is so marvelous about this is that it is completely lunacy, if anything. What is so marvelous about this? It is completely lunacy, if anything. On our earthly planet, millions of people are without food, shelter, and simple education. Instead of spending billions of dollars to bring rocks from the moon, science would be more credible if they would rather spend the hard-earned taxpayers' money for improving his own lot on Earth. Rocks are rocks, whether from the moon, from Mars, or from China. Or is it that science can turn the rocks into bread and cheese by applying some chemicals? Now, to get to the main article, in answer to Hoover's question of what objective evidence I have made the fantastic statement that life comes from life and matter also comes from life, and that there is soul, rebirth of the soul and supreme soul, God. They say, fight fire with fire, and so I have taken advantage of three scientists who happen to be members of the Hare Krishna movement, and I dare say more qualified than the so-called Dr. Kluver, who is only an honorary doctor. Whereas these men have actually qualified themselves in bona fide institutions of learning by submitting their thesis of PhD degrees. Dr. Kluver boasts that for over 20 years he has challenged holy men to show him God or the soul, and no one has ever dared to take up his challenge. But now someone has come forward to challenge him. I have rented the Ramakrishna Mission Hall on the 20th of August, Saturday, 6:30 p.m., and invite him to accept my challenge on the stage before the public to produce life from chance biochemical combination. All are invited to attend, admission free. Bring some chemicals, if possible. He granted a hall. He put out a challenge in the newspaper. Now we'll hear what the public is saying. I think he gave a good reply.
Maybe.
Says, on the 28th and 29th of July, we held Hare Krishna festivals at one prominent hall and spoke on the origin of life and matter. The second evening, this Dr. Kluver showed up with seven or eight of his followers, all doctors and scientists of some sort. By your mercy and the mercy of the Lord, the lecture which somehow emanated from my mouth was so brilliant that the audience, about 1,000 people, who were all aware of Dr. Kluver's presence and sensing the tension of challenge in the air, unanimously applauded as we spoke the last sentence. They unanimously applauded. I then asked for questions, but the Dr. Kluver and his friends did not make a peep. While everyone waited in dead silence, it was clear that he was defeated hands down. After I came off the stage, he was still sitting in the audience. I went to him and gave him my garland so he might not feel bad.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have exhausted all possibilities. Anyway, that's what happened here. It says, now we have exhausted all possibilities of extending our visas here. We were not able to meet the Prime Minister again, so he is very busy rewriting the constitution of this country. So I thought the most inexpensive move is to come to India, and then I could also see you and perhaps be visiting secretary for some time, then return again. Or I could go to Malaysia, Kuala Lumpur, Singapore, etc., in the Far East, Southeast Asia, and try to preach there, touring different cities to see the prospects. That's nice?
Okay.
He says, Bali Mardan and was there years ago, and he seemed to be doing well. It is just that with all these countries, visa is a great problem. They demand always so much foreign exchange. Please let me know what I should do. I have also six other men who have to leave. If I go to the Far East, I could not take them all, just one or two. If possible, telegram is mail or slow. I have 3 weeks as of today. By 30th August, I have to go. Please reply this letter immediately. So we'll tell him to go to the... Yes, I need my own field, perhaps due to my obstinacy, as your divine grace pointed out. I cannot seem to blend in someone else's field. I am really engaged here and very happy by your grace. You will be pleased to know that we have made another devotee. Sri Lanka is definitely a first-class field for preaching. He said, Sri Lanka is definitely a first-class field for preaching, and we are being accepted by Sindhis, Gujaratis, Tamils, and Sinhalese Christians and Buddhists alike. All kinds of people are becoming attracted to the movement. It is very encouraging. Only the government policies are a nuisance. We now have 25 life members. Why can't he just go out and get a visa and go back in? Why can't, just like we go out and come right back, why can't he come to get a visa and then go right back in?
Can do it in 2 days.
If he can do that, is that best? Okay. Because if he leaves now, whatever he's done will be lost. Those new men are not ready yet to do on their own.
Can come.
Yeah. The Sinhalese and Tamil translations are going on slowly but surely. Krishna consciousness movement will be a tremendous success here. Simply books are required. He says, to be Swami is all right, but I also want to be a qualified Goswami someday. Is it possible for me? This is P.S. When is the scientific conference led by Sri Dharmadas? We have also called for a meeting on the 20th August in the biggest hall in Colombo and challenged Dr. Cooper to the presence and produce life and chemicals. I doubt, however, that he will show up, but the audience will be tremendous, at least 2,500 people to be sure. At all our programs, we distribute halva profusely. People here have never tasted such a thing. They love it. How of these chemicals anytime? So I can read you more later on, Srila Prabhupada.
Yeah. Come out very nice.
Yeah.
Very
nice. It's a picture.
He says, we are always praying to Krishna that he will give us the spiritual strength to help him in our mission of spreading Lord Caitanya's mercy. Now we are also constantly praying, dear Lord Krishna, if you desire, please cure Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada, we are most grateful to Small Krishna's recent letter in which he reports how much you enjoyed Back to God at issue number 7. This is number 8. This is our only purpose in life, to give you some little amount of pleasure by our service. The devotees are also enjoying the magazine very much, especially your talks with Hayagriva Prabhu on the bogus philosophers, and the Srila Prabhupada Speaks Out feature. The devotees like that too much. Prabhupada Speaks Out. Please accept this Yakupu Jishu, Back to Godhead, 12:8. We are offering to you this drop of gratitude for the ocean of love you are giving us. Please help us continue to work together in pushing on your great movement to benedict the world with Krishna consciousness. Your insignificant servants and I think I got a letter from Sastri Gente. I think this issue was 400,000. It varies between 400 and 500,000 copies. Generally about half a million. Every month. Pretty good standard.
Organize a society also for that. First thing. Now you are very much into it.
Just for restaurant, it's very good propaganda. They get a higher taste. I've seen on the airplane when I went last time, I had some cookies in the restaurant, so I gave them to the pilot, the stewardess, and said to give them to everyone. And they came and said, oh, we've been to your restaurant. We appreciate it very much. It's very nice.
These were changed.
If they make aware of the actual suffering they're causing on the animals, if they're aware, they're not really aware of the actual suffering that they're causing the animals.
They think the animals don't have any feelings or souls.
I didn't believe
their whole life is finished. No factual.
How do you believe the same thing about him? His journey.
I took it out.
Well, saying that how do you believe this?
Really? I understand that.
Krishna,
I believe. Whatever he believes, that.
The difficulty is they have no intelligence to understand what they're doing. But if by mass Prasadam distribution, they will get intelligence to see the serious sins.
All these I've been praying. Anyone can believe
something.
Everyone in this material world is considered mad. And mad folks speak all sorts of things. Whatever they speak is to be considered nonsense. Because they're all mad.
So